Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I am so excited this week to have a lovely and amazing guest with us, and a topic that is a really fun topic for me that I've been playing with so much, that's changed so much in my life, which is, what is our topic today? It's about ease. It's called Daring to Create with Ease, and there's just a million ways that we can approach this subject, but really playing with the energetics of creation. For so many years, I created my business from force and from how everybody else told me that I needed to do it, and getting it right and trying to succeed and trying to not fail. And it wasn't all that much fun, and it wasn't actually all that successful either. And when I started really playing with the energy of creation and energy pulls, and really starting to play on a totally different playground with creating my business and my life, everything changed. And our guest today is the lovely and amazing Miss Julia Sotas. Julia is an Access Consciousness facilitator. She's a Right Riches for You facilitator. She's just created some really amazing things in her life. And I love actually the way that Julia creates. When I was thinking about what to talk to her about, there was a lot of things that came up. And but the topic of ease seems to me to be just such a part of your being, Julia, and something that I've watched you step into more and more over the years that I've known you. So welcome. Thanks, Julia. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks, Heather. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because when we, you know, are living in our own lives, sometimes we don't even realize what we're doing that other people can see. So thanks for that. Over the years, I've had kind of a similar thing to what you're describing, and just, you know, continuing to, you know, ask for ease and ask for more in my life has created a similar thing with my business. So I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, you know, which is why I was saying, I felt like I could, interview you about so many things, 'cause you've really created, I mean, and to me, the business is how we create our entire life. So it's not just about, you know, what we do to create income. But I've just seen you, just going to classes with you over the years, and your questions and what you're looking at and what you're playing with in your own world. And it's been so fun and such a gift to see you choose and create and step up and let go of the stuff, you know, that we all think is so real until we realize that it's not.
Exactly. And then it's like, how could I have ever thought that there was anything real about that?
So true. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey and whatever you'd like to share about how you've gotten to where you are now from the tool, using the tools of Access Consciousness. And
Well, you know, I started Access Consciousness when I was 19, and I was in my second year of university, and I grew up on a farm in small town Manitoba, Canada. And, you know, I always did have, I wouldn't say I had faith in the world, but I knew that there was something possible that maybe people weren't choosing. And I remember being like 4 or 5 and walking around my house and being like, if I turn left right now, is that fate? Like, do I have to do that? Or is that my choice to do that? And I was always like contemplating like these big ideas. Like, what's it all about? Like, since I was really, really little. And then I would try to do everything I could to be totally perfect. And I would do everything perfect. And then there would be like bad things that would happen in my life. And I'd be like, okay, well, based on my experiment, karma doesn't exist. I do everything perfect and I'm nice to everyone and bad things happen in my life.
So. That is so funny. I remember hearing you talk at one point about the books you were reading when you were like 15 and going, holy shit, that is so cool.
In the seventh grade, I had a copy of The Power of Your Subconscious Mind and I wanted to take it to school to keep reading it because I was, like, really into it. And I was like, I can't answer to the other kids about what this book is about. They don't, you know. So I put dinosaur wrapping paper around the book so that nobody could
see. Oh, my God, reading. I love it. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so, and I just, it's like, you know, I came into the world, like, with this, like, beat of, like, there's something more here that I can't see and I'm going to find it. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to know what this is. And, so, you know, I studied different modalities, like all through like my preteens and teenage years. I was going to workshops and things like that. You know, different spiritual modalities. And then, and my mom was really encouraging. She would take me and go with me, and she introduced me to different modalities too, and her spiritual friends, I could like talk to them about different things, and so that was really fun.
That's so cool.
And then when I was 19, I found Access, and you know, I tend to be overly enthusiastic about most things. So, it's not overly enthusiastic to me. I just
dynamically enthusiastic, right?
Thank you, Heather. I have a new term for it. So I found Access, and my mom had sent it to me. One of her spiritual friends had sent it to her, and I listened to this radio show with a facilitator named Rika, and what she was saying was so fascinating. It was like it was by far more fascinating than any other modality I'd ever heard or read about or book or Deepak or Eckhart or anything. And so I called up my house because I was living in the city, and I called up my parents' house to talk to my mom, and my dad picked up and I said, Dad, I found the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever, like ever. And it's going like the best. Like there's nothing better than it. It's the absolute best. And he's like, so it's mediocre then? And I was like, hey. And so to this day, I was right and he was wrong.
That's awesome.
So, and from then on, you know, it's just these tools that, you know, we're going to talk about energy pulls today and dive into that. But all of the different tools, you know, they just work so practically. And it's like, it's kind of like you have to erase your fantasies before you can live your dreams, and they make that really possible. So
that's so cool. Meme.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna meme it up.
Yeah, wow. And so you started using the tools, and I'm not sure when I met you. It was, you know, probably 4 or 5 years ago, but Talk about your journey of, because it's interesting. I'm always so fascinated by the different sort of layers of how these tools work and how, you know, like I started playing with Access 7 years ago, and it was like, the tools started working right away and changing so much, and I started changing so much with the tools really, and yet, like, I'm so blown away by what's showing up now, you know, and how the tools are working now. And you know, we will dive in more to the energy pole conversation, which we've both really explored thanks to your brilliant creation last spring that started a wave across the Access land. But, Yeah, I just would love to hear about that. Like, you know, just the demands that you've made and what you've chosen. And, you know, I know it's just really helpful for people to hear sometimes, like, what other people have been through and done with this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've sort of like become more and more and more accustomed to what you could call taking really, really big risks.
I love it.
It's like a muscle.
Yeah. And totally.
Yeah. And, you know, it does all come down to the tool, light and heavy, for me. You know, if something is true, it'll make you feel lighter. And if it's a lie, it'll make you feel heavier. And so I use that and I follow that like a compass. And don't, you know, I've learned not to doubt myself. That took a while to develop that muscle. And I do still doubt myself sometimes. But for the most part, it's like, I choose what's light, and that kind of ends up looking like taking a huge risk. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, I was still living, I finished my university degree in Winnipeg, and I was like, why am I living in Winnipeg? I was outside scraping my windshield one morning, and it was like 35 below Fahrenheit, and I didn't have a boyfriend. I didn't have a job that had to hold me anywhere because I was a facilitator of access. I didn't have that many close friends. And I'm like, why am I here scraping my windshield right now? So I moved to Vancouver. A friend of mine, Daria, mm-hmm. who you know, Heather, and who's also a facilitator of access, had got herself this beautiful $3,000 a month apartment over the ocean and the mountains in Vancouver. And I went there and, you know, she'd been creating so much in her life and was paying for this great place and, you know, traveling and working for access. And I thought, you know, she can do it. I can do it. I'm going to do this. So I had absolutely no money in my bank account. Like, really, I was in debt. And I don't recommend this to everyone, but it did work for me. Because I'd heard Gary Douglas say to Daria, when she was talking about how much she loved her home, he said to her, if you choose a place to live that nurtures your body and being, you will have the money show up to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I knew that was light. And, of course, that looks like a big risk, but it really wasn't. And so I moved to Vancouver, and I put on the application. I mean, I don't even know how I got the apartment. I put on the application that I was making $80,000 a year, and I put Gary Douglas as a reference, and I called up Gary, and I'm like, Gary, I'm telling these people that I make $80,000 a year and that I work for you. Would you please go along with that? He's like, yep, that's fine. I'll go along with it. And I got the apartment. And and then I, you know, my first month there was like this $3,000 a month rent, and the second month that came, I was like, you know, making maybe $4,000 a month in total. And I'm like, how am I going to like pay for this or live? Like, what am I really doing? I have to really get my ducks in a row if I'm going to stay here. And so I sat down, I woke up one morning and, I sat down and wrote out all of my priorities. I don't really know why I did it. I just knew I had to do it. So I wrote down my priorities, and I had been dating the man who's now my husband. I'd only been dating him for about 2 months at the time. So I wrote down my priorities. So number one was Anthony. And then number two were his kids, who I'd only met once. And then at the very, very bottom of my priorities was, you know, after the, it was like number one was Anthony, number two was kids, number three was friends, number four was family, you know, number five was body, exercising, you know, having fun with my body. And then number six and seven and eight were money. And then the last one on the list was business. So I was like, oh dear, this is not good.
And how, I just want to pause for a moment and just point out there too, you were willing to have a level of vulnerability with you, like really willing to tell yourself the truth about what was true rather than like you said, the fantasy of your priorities or like what you thought they should be, or, but just go, right. No, let's get really real here, you know, so that we can look at this and go, is this working? What needs to change?
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
I never thought of it that way. Yeah. And it's funny because, well, it was like, it was at the point, it's like, you know, I could have gone on longer fooling myself, but it was like, how am I possibly going to pay for this? Like, what am I doing here? And my parents were like, honey, you're in a $3,000 apartment. You're on your own.
Yeah. That was your choice, not ours.
I'm very grateful to them for that because asking your parents to pay for your $3,000 apartment at like 23 years old is just doesn't, it's not kosher.
That's awesome.
So I, what did I do? So I called up Gary, who is, you know, very gracious facilitator. And I asked him, I said, Gary, look, I read in my list. And he's like, well, what you have to do is you have to flip that list. You have to put the top at the bottom and the bottom at the top. Hmm. Because if you want to have a good relationship, you have to take care of yourself first. Hmm. And having all the money that you require is the one of the, you know, main elements of taking care of yourself. And I sort of went, sat back and went, whoa, like he's right. Mm-hmm. And we're also taught that money is greedy and that family comes first. And that just, you know, creates this place where we're all kind of trying to catch up rather than having that strength and having what we require and then being able to choose what kind of relationship or family or things we want and, you know, having the ability to pay for it and make it happen and, you know, create it. So I went, okay, so money's my very first priority. So what do I have to do to make money? And, one of the choices I made right after that was I finally committed to being a facilitator of Access. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Crawford actually helped me with this. We were having a walk around Stanley Park and she said, have you ever actually like decided that this is your career and like really chosen this? And I was like, no, I keep thinking that maybe I'll have to like subsidize it or do something else. Mm. And so in that moment I went, okay, I am going to facilitate Access and I'm going to do whatever it takes to become a total success. And so that was a choice I had never made before. And so I made that choice. And then the other thing I did was I started putting 10% away for my business account. I'd been putting away and saving 10% of everything that I brought in for me personally, but then I started a second 10% for my business. And then my business started to grow dynamically.
Hmm. Cool.
And then I think that was the first month I made $10,000 and I never made less since. So it was a huge, huge change. And it wasn't really anything I did. It was like you're saying, the vulnerability to go, wow, this isn't working. So what do I have to change to make this work and sustain itself?
Yeah. That is so cool. I love that. Oh, yeah. I mean, just the being willing to have those conversations with ourselves. And that, to me, that's part of the gift of those moments where you're like, you know, I mean, we talk about how choice creates, and that's such a big conversation in Access. And, you know, most people who've been facilitated by Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, have had a moment where they ask him a question and he tells them to choose, you know, and then they just want to kill him.
You know? Yes.
I remember that with my house. I think it was the first class one of the first classes I took with him. And I was living in this little townhouse that was fine until it became winter and it was like pretty much not insulated. Ooh, there's an echo. I don't know if you changed something.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I had to, my headphone fell out.
Oh, okay. There was, it started to echo for a second. But I just, like, I was in my, going into my fourth winter in this freezing cold townhouse. And I was just like, I can't, I am not willing to do this. Like, I'm not willing to live in a freezing, and I, like, being cold to me is, like, the worst thing in the world. So I was just like, I'm not willing to freeze my butt off anymore. And I want something different, and I want something greater. And I remember asking Gary, you know, so Gary, I'd like to buy a house. And, you know, and he was basically like, well, then just do it. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know? I was like, no, but I actually want to buy, like, a really nice house. And he was like, so choose it and do it. And I'm like, but I don't have the money for it. And he's like, he basically just said, stop pretending like you've ever had a money problem. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
that was, have been such a weird conversation to have after, you know, right from the start.
Yeah. I mean, it was
so funny.
Yeah. It was like, you know, yeah, probably like my second level two and three class or something. And I was just like, what, like, I really, but it was so cool because, you know, like you said in the beginning, it's like he was able to show me something that I wasn't willing to see about myself. And I was like, wow, okay. So I just started playing with that ever since, you know, and have, still do to this day. But I chose it, and it took 3 years to create it. And it got created in this really different, weird, strange, roundabout, wonderful, miraculous way. But there were so many points where, like, I did have to get into the demand, you know, and we have these moments in our lives where we think everything is shit and everything is falling apart. And, you know, I'm making $4,000 and I have a $3,000 rent to pay or whatever it is, you know, and money can be one of those things that is, where we get so fed up that we're willing to do things that we haven't been willing to do before or change things that we haven't been willing to change before. And that was, it was like that for me. And I look at those moments now where whenever I've, and I actually manipulate myself with this all the time where, like you said, just jumping off big cliffs, taking big risks and going, all right, I'm going to choose first. And then the awareness is going to show up as to how to create this. And I have no idea how. I don't have the money for, you know, whatever, if there's money involved. And I still do that, you know. But it's become a thing that I don't make wrong about me anymore. It's become part of my brilliance that I see with how I'm willing to create. And it just creates these moments of, like, big choice, big demand, big jumping off a cliff, and willingness to do something totally different, which for me, like you said, building the muscle, it's like it always works, you know, and it doesn't ever look like I think it's going to, but it always creates more. And it's so cool because it's like such a, like, untraining or retraining from how we're raised to believe things work in this reality.
Totally.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and, we'll dive in more to energy pulls when we get back, in this amazing tool that we've both used to create lots of amazing stuff. So, you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols here with Julia Sodas. We will be back in a moment.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, The worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols. We're here this week with Julia Sodes on Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we're talking about daring to create with ease. And I love it. We were just on the first part of the of the show. I love what you said, Julia, about like being accustomed now to taking huge, what would be considered huge risks, and not doubting yourself, and just jumping and jumping again and jumping again, and building the muscle of that, and following energy and trusting, you know, not having doubt. And I would say that's, for me, a huge piece of what's allowed me to create what I've created. Because in this reality, like we're supposed to use our minds to compute what is going to work out, what isn't going to work out, what things are going to create, you know, like risk assessment, risk management, yes. You know, and it's
risk
like,
management.
Right. It's so funny to think about that whole world. And it's like, this is so, it's like just this sense of, no, the energetic awareness and the energetics of creation are what will allow you to create things that are beyond this reality. And even greater things in this reality, but just that sense of, you know, I know the way that we've both exploded our businesses is, you know, a level of growth that's not supposed to happen, or that doesn't happen in you know, normal business. And
right.
So
right.
It's cool when you're willing to function out of the box. You know, what you can create is really out of the box. So let's talk about energy pulls. I did a private session with Gary Douglas many years ago, and he said to me, marketing doesn't create business, energy pulls create your business. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever, you know, like, I've since given him some dollars for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was, but it was sort of like, yeah, great, but you still have to do marketing and la la, which, you know, you do have to let people know what's going on. But I remember seeing Julia created this amazing energy pole class program back in the spring, and just seeing it and going, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Because it's something that I was always sort of like, oh, I should be doing this every day, you know, but I just never did. And so I jumped into the class and she did a bunch of them, and then other people started doing them, and then I started doing them, and it became this wave of things that access facilitators started creating. And I know for me, I started doing them in June, and I've been having so much fun with this format and taking different topics for 30 days and going, well, let's play with energy poles around this, you know, this particular topic, whether it's like money or sexualness or elegance or, you know, different, just being really creative with it. And I'm so blown away with the level of ease that has shown up in my world since then. I've been doing them straight since June, and it's just blown me away what it's creating in every aspect of my life, and how happy I've become, which has for me been the greatest gift of doing energy pulls every day. So I'd love to hear you just talk about that, Julia, and what it's been like for you, and just you. There's just such a cool awareness that you have of energy pulls and how you've used them to create everything that you've created.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, that's very funny that you said that, because it was also in a private session with Gary that he told me I had to do an energy pull every day for 3 months. And so that was like, you know, 6 years ago or so. And I sat down one day and I was like, huh, you know, I have so much more power and so many more options available than I did before, and I'm not doing them anymore. And like, what would it be like if I did them again?
Hmm.
And so it was like I realized, like, you know, just, okay, I'm going to do this again. And I'm like, okay, so I'm never going to actually do it every day. I'm never going to be able to be held accountable. So if I have people doing it with me, then yeah, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So that's really why I did it. I didn't know what it would turn into. And it just created so much in my life and other people's lives. And, you know, when I originally had done them 6 years ago or so, it created incredible results. Mm. And then I stopped one day.
Mm.
And it was almost like it was getting to be so much. I just didn't want to receive it. I just didn't choose to have more. But, you know, it's like it created... I mean, even at that time, it's like I was doing decently well in business. I had people showing up at my classes. I think I had more people showing up in bars classes at that time than I probably even do now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I just pulled all these people in. And one of the stories about energy pulls that I think is kind of cute is there was this guy in university, and he was this beautiful, beautiful, tall, blue-eyed, blonde guy named Jordan. And I had kind of, like, I kept seeing him in the cafeteria at university. And I, you know, I thought to myself, man, he has, like, a really, really beautiful energy. I would like to go out with him. And I'm like, but I have no way to get to him. Like, I'm not just going to go up and talk to him. So I started, I didn't even realize I was doing energy pulls with that in mind, but I just kept doing the energy pulls every day. And it just, when you do the energy pulls, it pulls into your life what you're asking for and far beyond what you're asking for. So you're creating and bringing in things that you didn't even know you wanted, or yeah, you hadn't even specifically asked for. It just starts moving the world and all these possibilities and all this fun and all, mm-hmm, you know, this happiness towards you. Mm-hmm. It's just a practice to bring it towards you every day. And so I kept pulling the energy, and then my friend happened to be in his class the next semester, and then, you know, then finally, like a month later, we were dating or whatever. And he was the kindest, nicest guy. It didn't work out, you know. But I have found somebody who is even crazier than him and much more suited. But it was like we had this amazing relationship, and it was this really, really beautiful guy. And so that was one of the things. Like, you know, you can pull in relationships. You can pull in money. I mean, mm-hmm. Heather, I know that it has changed your financial reality.
Yeah.
It's changed my financial reality. I don't know anybody who has done it who has not had really an increase of things, you know, probably, you know, by at least two times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's exponential.
Yeah.
And so... it's just a very, very powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I did a series. One of the energy pull series I did was 30 Days of Energy Pulls, the Earth series.
Oh,
and that was really cool. Yeah, because it was like every single day for 30 days, we tapped into the energy of the Earth. And we worked with the earth and bead with the earth. And then right after that series, it was like, that's when all of these natural disasters started to show up.
Wow.
And I could perceive like what we were being with the earth and like just the strength that it had to create all of this change and say, hey, no. And I think that like just by that presence, we were facilitating it. It contributed to us.
That's so cool.
And a lot was created, so...
You know, I just realized for those people who are listening who don't know what energy pulls are, I mean, we've sort of given some energy, but can you just talk about what they are?
It crossed my mind, and then I was too into my story, and it crossed my mind. Like, people might not even know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, how about we just do a quick 5-minute one
and yeah.
show them?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, awesome. So for all those of you listening, just find somewhere to sit where you're comfortable. You know, you can put your feet on the floor and kind of feel, you know, the ground underneath you. Or if you're laying in bed, just, you know, feel the bed under your back. Just, you know, kind of get comfortable and relaxed. Close your eyes and drop all of the barriers that you have around you energetically. You know, if you've suffered abuse in your life, you know, what you'll oftentimes do is put up barriers. And you won't just put up a barrier to the abuse. You'll keep that barrier up in all parts of your life, thinking that it'll protect you in the case of abuse. Different things like that. So you don't have to know what they are. Just ask them to go down, and they will. So barriers down, barriers down. Barriers down. And let's actually tap into the energy of the earth. And the earth is this incredibly kind, gifting organism. And it's a very, very brilliant creature, if you will. I would almost call it a creature because it has so much consciousness and so much awareness. And it's just always there for us. So just become aware of it. And say hello to it. Hi, Earth. Thanks for keeping me on your back. And now what you can do is become aware of the energy of you, the being. And what a lot of us do on a day-to-day basis is we've decided that our being is smaller than our body, almost like a soul somewhere in our chest. That's not the reality of how it works. Your being's actually far, far bigger than your body. But we do contract our being quite a bit to fit into this reality. So become aware of your being. And wherever it is, just expand it out. Expand it out over the earth, over the solar systems, over the galaxies, and out into the universe. And now ask the earth what it would like to receive from your being. Ask the earth what it would like to receive from your body. And body, what would you like to receive from the earth? Being, what would you like to receive from the earth? And being and body, what would you like to receive from each other? And now what you want to do is begin to pull energy. Be aware of the future that you're capable of creating. And begin to pull energy through the universe, through those futures, and through your body. Pull. Pull that energy. You don't have to inhale to pull. You don't have to do any type of breathing or anything like that. The energetics are taking care of themselves. The energy is pulling, it's moving, it's creating. And when you do this, the quantum entanglements of the universe rearrange themselves based on the movement of this energy. It's like a different version of ask and receive. It's a way of asking. Oftentimes in our life, we create almost like a fist energetically in different areas, and it blocks things up, it stops things, it creates difficulty. This is like every single day loosening those fists so that those future difficulties do not become reality, do not get created. So pull once again, one more big pull. Pull energy through the whole universe and through you. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create a reality totally beyond this reality for all eternity with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine Podpox shorts, boys and beyonds. And you can open your eyes. So that's one type of energy pull. There's so many different ways you can do it. The beginning part was actually not so much an energy pull as much as it was just becoming aware of the earth and asking to receive from the earth. That, of course, creates different energy flows. The part that was an energy pull, you know, for those of you who are new at this, it's like, you know, pulling energy through the whole universe and through you is what we consider an energy pull. And so it's almost like going to the gym and lifting weights. It's like it creates this ease, it creates this strength, it creates this sense of possibilities that grows over time as well as creates for right now.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. That was yummy.
It was fun.
And just for those of you who might not be familiar with excess consciousness, the that thing she said, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds, that is the access consciousness clearing statement, which just, it's like a delete button for energies that stop us and for where we stop ourselves. So if you want it, you don't have to know what it is for it to work, but if you want to know more about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and there's a really beautiful explanation of it there. One of the things that, and also just another little piece of information for people who are curious to play with this, the cool thing about energy pulls that, we just did this beautiful pull, like including the earth and our being and future. And so you can really play with any energy, like just getting the energy of what you would like your life to be. How, you know, if you're working with money and you'd like to have more money, what is the energy of you having an amount of money that would be fun for you? You don't even have to give it a number, you know, but just get the energy of that and pull through that. Or a relationship, or so you can get really specific with it. You can get really broad with it. Like Julia said, she did a whole series with the earth. I've done all kinds of different topics with this. I just actually did, right now we're doing joy pulls. So I was like,
that's cool.
I know. I'm like, for the month of December, let's pull in joy. And so I've just been playing with that, like all the energies that would allow us to have more joy. And I did one on creating the future, which was really dynamic. Just started one, on becoming unstoppable with creation and going beyond comfortable distance, like this everywhere that we create separation between ourselves and what's actually possible, ourselves and our potency, and even like between us and other people and us and us, that it really stops us from having what we could actually have and the lives that we could have and what we would, you know, like to create.
So like you're using the energy pulls to destroy comfortable distance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just do like a little, very similar to how you've done it, like a little mini class, you know, like a Facebook Live. It's like a little 10-minute sort of conversation about something, you know, related to that topic that we're exploring. And then pull, you know, do some pulls to change it and create more. And so it's just been such a thank you for this creation, because it's been such a gift to me. And
I'm so glad so that many people. You are like creating with it and running with it the way that you have. And like it is so cool how we, you know, contribute to each other. But like for you to like been doing it for like what, 7 months? Like you ended up doing it longer than I did. Like it's just awesome.
You know, I actually I'm like I can't imagine not doing it. I mean, I know nothing lasts forever.
I haven't done it for like the last 3 months or so, and I'm having another series coming up because I'm like
awesome.
Do it again.
Tell us about it.
Do it again.
Tell us about it.
Well, I think it'll begin sort of. I haven't set a date, but, you know, it's the class that I do, is basically, you know, like yours, Heather's, is it's 30 days and every single morning, I do it at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we just get on Facebook Live and all get together and, you know, live tap into this energy and do different things. And so I don't think I'm going to reinvent it somehow. It's still in the making. I don't know when it's going to start and I don't know what the topic's going to be, but I know that I have to do it again because it's just so much fun.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love it. Well, so, your website is juliasotis.com, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
For people that want to go there and follow you. I'm actually going to be starting. Well, the one I just started is open for registration still. That's heathernichols.com/unstoppable pulls.
I like that.
Yeah. And I'm doing another one at the end of January on sex and relationship, which is like my new favorite topic. And so you all can watch my website for that as well, heathernichols.com. I'm just so amazed with how, to me, we're just going to wrap up here in a couple minutes, but I just, what's blown me away from doing these polls is it really is a practice and a like substantiation of receiving. And the, you know, receiving is really a huge part of what access consciousness is about. It doesn't exist really in this reality. And, you know, when we run bars, we expand our receiving. When we do energy pulls, we expand our receiving. When we get out of judgment, we expand our receiving, which is what allows us to have ease and create ease. And so just, it's just such a gift to be able to just practice that every day and make that a greater space that's available to us. And have, you know, everything just show up, you know, as a result. It's just so cool. Yeah. So any last, we have about a minute and a half, any last musings?
No, I mean, thanks for having me on. And you know, I guess one of the things, last things I could say about energy pulls is, you know, but just like you said, it's like the ease that they create is pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we think that we have to know what we're asking for before we receive it. And the pulls sort of make you become this sort of walking, talking attraction, you know, it's like, you know, not attraction, but what you would like to have just comes to you. Mm-hmm. Because you start to become this pull. Yeah. And you, it is every day that you pull, you become stronger. And so, you know, it contributes every single time that you do it. So, and you know, if you guys are at home, it, you know, you can just sit down and close your eyes and just ask for you to pull energy and it will just begin. You don't have to know exactly how you're doing it or be some sort of expert like Heather and I after having done it every day forever. You know, and it's like there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that you can't be or that you have to work on or practice or anything like that. It's like this is something that you have as an innate gift and you can do it just by asking to do it.
Yeah.
And then if you want somebody to go along with, you know, you can buy the classes that Heather or I do, or even buy recordings of past energy pull classes. So there's a lot of options and you can have somebody guiding you through it, or you can do it on your own. And there's just a lot of different ways of doing it, but all you have to do is ask for it to start, just the pull to begin.
That's so amazing. I love this stuff.
I know. It's just so easy.
Yeah, I know. If you're willing to have the ease. And the pulls have created that for sure for me, or I've created that with the pulls. So thank you so much, Julia, for you and for being here and for the beautiful conversation. I'm so grateful for you. And thanks
for
everybody.
Having me on.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll be back next week. We're going to be playing with Creating from Turn On. I did part one a couple weeks ago. Part two is coming up next week, so I'll be back next week for more. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.